See, at this hour, I'd like to call the 5th Osage Nation Congress to order. We are beginning our 8th special session. Today is August 2nd, 2017. The time is 10:04 a.m. and we are on day one. Assistant Chief Redhorn, would you mind rendering the memorial for us, please?
Madam Speaker, Heavenly Father, thank you again for an opportunity to come here to serve our people. Help us do that well. Help us concentrate, cooperate, communicate with each other in a way that brings glory to you, brings honor to our tribe. In Jesus' name we ask.
Roll call, please. Congresswoman Bucklehead. Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Baker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman North. Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Chukwuma.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Up here.
Assistant Chief Whitehorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next this morning is the executive message by Principal Chief Jeffries beginning there.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Today we have several items, about nine in number, which we're asking you to consider. First up is the Health Benefit Fund Supplemental Appropriation. The Controller and Treasurer has suggested $761,666. If there is the opportunity in the financial funds to add more, just for a cushion, that will be fine with the administration. The projections of where we are and where we're going have been really well studied and put together by Assistant Chief Redhorn and Tasha Foster, the Controller. I have high confidence in the numbers they're putting together. In the long term, we do need to recognize, as we talked about before, this really wonderful program for our people only has just under 12,000 enrolled out of 20,500 OCDs. So as we plan for the future, we must, as we always do, be prepared for the increase, which will occur yearly. So with that, we go to number two, the Division of Language and Culture Budget Modification Supplemental Appropriation. This is money collected by Dr. Andrew Hunter and Historical Preservation Office from their efforts and work bringing in fees for their work. That needs to be appropriated. Resolution to accompany an application for a grant. This grant would be to the nation, but it will be worked on by Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC. This is a grant from the Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development. They need to go after this grant, working with Candy Thomas, and to, like we did with the Minerals Council, if you recall. And so that's the goal there. The next is the request to appropriate funds from an insurance company to the nation's emergency management department. This is for purchase of smoke alarms for elders and to provide fire safety education at 12 Osage County elementary schools. Next, we have Attorney General Budget Modification Supplemental Appropriation of Grant Funds. This came to us at the request of the Attorney General's Office. The funds are billed, or actually the AG's work is billed to our Child Support Office, which then pays them, and those funds are in the AG's budget and needs to be approved. Finally, we have an amendment to the election code and rules and regulations. This is the last contact we had on for this agenda. the election board had just met, and they have some matters, they're time sensitive. And Speaker and I both talked to the chair, and we believe it's something that you should consider, and we support those amendments. So with that, Madam Speaker, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jim. Next is the legislative message. My shoes are really well this morning. Kasiya si dali, kahika, kahika orda, kishna moi, rojashi nikagi. Thank you for being here today. I'm always happy when we gather. So thank you, Chief, for the very detailed description of the items that we have before us. So I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time going back over those. You know, there are still some, as always, some questions hanging out there, and that's what the committee time is for, and we will do that work in committee. So I just have a couple of actually announcements for Congress and before we get to work. So Dana Maker Merle is, of course, our assistant clerk of the Congress, and I wanted to congratulate her because on July 26th, she passed the registered parliamentarian exam, so I would like everyone to thank her. Dana is Osage, originally from Pomony, and the Zonzoli district. The other thing is, you know, we have deadlines and we have things in our rules, and we do our best to adhere to those. And I just want to give a reminder that I know it doesn't always happen. Every one of us are guilty of it. I just want a reminder to make sure that you, if you can, possibly do your best to request the drafting. The drafting deadline is August 9th for the Legislative Council. And also the filing deadline is August 24th. So if we can do our best to make it by those deadlines, it makes life a little easier for everyone, including our legal counsel. So I just want to give those reminders, and I think that's it. I will save the rest of my comments for committee. So thank you, and have a good day. Good work. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and members of Congress, our gallery, those in attendance. I reference firstly ONCA 1784, an act to amend ONCA 1691 to provide an appropriation modification to the Division of Executive Administration, decreasing the appropriation in the amount of $774 and to establish an alternate effective date. Moving on, referencing ONCA 1785, an act to amend ONCA 1687 to provide an appropriation modification to the Osage News for fiscal year 2017 and to establish an alternate effective date. Moving on, ONCA 1786, an act to amend ONCA 1694 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Language and Cultural Resource Division in the amount of $94,123 and to establish an alternate effective date. Moving on, ONCA 1787, an act to amend ONCA 1692, to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Health and Wellness Division in the amount of $700,000, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Short.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Bringing in revised ONCA 1788, which is an act to authorize and appropriate $2,981,181 to the Health Benefit Plan Fund to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Madison.
Good morning. Bringing in ONCR 1729, a resolution to formally request submission of a Native American Business Development Grant application to the Department of Energy and Energy Development on behalf of Six Nations Energy Services LLC.
Thank you. Congressman Short.
Bringing in ONCR 1730, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to the Bank of Oklahoma Financial N.A., BOKF N.A. for Treasury Services to the Shaw Health Bank.
ONCA 1784 is assigned to governmental operations. ONCA 1785 is assigned to governmental operations. ONCA 1786 is assigned to culture. ONCA 1787 is assigned to health and social services. ONCA 1788 is assigned to appropriations. ONCR 1729 is assigned to governmental operations. And ONCR 1730 is assigned to health and social services committees. Congressman Shaw.
I move to appeal the Speaker's assignment of ONCA 1788 to the Appropriation Committee and assign it to the Health and Social Services Committee.
There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
Motion and seconded. There is discussion. Because it's an appeal, the members of Congress will have one opportunity to speak, and then myself, I will have closing, I'm allowed closing comments. So, Congresswoman Buffalo.
Okay, well, I've been giving this some thought, and I would be more inclined to vote in favor of sending it to health if the content and makeup within what the appropriation is for were changing, i.e. if they were changing rules, or we were adding something or taking away from what the actual card does. And because we're only looking at the dollars and cents and adding to, I'm really leaning towards leaving it in appropriation. We had this discussion when the money didn't go through the way it was thought that it should when we appropriated it the last time, and I specifically remember everyone saying, if it's not enough, then we'll come back in and appropriate more money. To me, that's more of just an appropriation. So I feel like the Appropriation Committee is the committee of jurisdiction, and so I will be voting to leave it in an appropriation this go around. And again, if it, we were changing something about what the card was going to cover, then I feel like the Health Committee would be the appropriate place for that. So that's what I was thinking.
Thank you. Congressman Shaw.
ONCA 1699, which was the appropriation bill that appropriated money last fall during the CEO session to the Health Benefit Plan, was assigned to and processed out of the Health and Social Service Committee last September. So this committee has already met. I was not the chairman then. This was considered the committee of jurisdiction at that time. It doesn't mean that this health benefit has always been in health, but within this fiscal year, it's been to the Health and Social Services Committee. I'm not sure, I don't believe there'd be a reason to change that. The speaker contacted me about 3 weeks ago and asked me to hold a Health and Social Services Committee meeting for the purpose of investigating the need for a capital infusion to the health benefit fund. We did meet on July the 21st for 2 hours, with the controller, the treasurer, the budget analyst present. Spent some time looking at the information, and so we really started this process within that particular committee. You know, while there may be half of the members common to each committee, I believe the proper committee of jurisdiction for this bill, based on these facts over the last 12 months, should be the Health and Social Services Committee. And, you know, there's some relationship to protocol rules and the entire concept of committee of jurisdiction. I believe that the reason it was referred to the Health and Social Services Committee last fall was because it had to do with health benefits, where there was an appropriation or a change in benefits. Any committee really could consider it an appropriation. So I don't see that because this is just an appropriation that it requires one of the appropriation committees. We have multiple appropriation bills, and they're not going to the appropriation committee. They're going to what could be considered more properly the related committee of jurisdiction. And while the speaker has the authority to assign legislation to the committee for choosing, it's my opinion that this decision for this particular bill is an error. I ask you for your vote to assign this to the proper committee of jurisdiction and vote yes on this motion.
Okay. I will, Congresswoman Whitmer.
I just want to concur with Congresswoman Buckbowhead. I realize that this has been Health and Social Services. I view our fund appropriations in a different light, possibly than Dr. Shaw does. We have three funds that benefit the people: the health benefit card, the scholarship fund, and the burial fund. Just the way I look at our funds is those are appropriations. Those are money that is directly spent and appropriated for the Osage people and by the Osage people. I think that the Appropriations Committee is the proper place to look at fund balances, to see the dynamics of how our funds have operated over the fiscal years in the past and in the present, and maybe looking forward into the future. Because those are big, large sums of money that we appropriate. I agree with Congresswoman Buckbowhead that if the function of the foundational legislation changes, such as scholarship amounts, increases or decreases, services, having the coverage of our health benefit card or the amount we're going to designate as the payout on our health benefit card, the amount that we would change on our burial fund benefit. I believe those are properly seated in the committee of jurisdiction, which would be governmental operations, education, and health and social services. But I think when it's just an overall view of how the fund's working, the health of the fund, how much money needs to go in there without any functional changes to the underlying bill, I believe the Appropriations Committee is the proper committee to review those fund appropriations and the health of it. I believe we should review it even when there's not an appropriation that's being considered as a part of the interim meeting to review how our funds are performing with equal donation. So that's my comment to it. I want to override the speaker's decision to assign it to appropriations.
Congressman Walker.
I agree with all of those comments that were made by Congresswoman Whitehorn, somewhat echoing what Congresswoman Buffalo had said. The most compelling reason for me to keep it in health, or I say override the speaker's assignment this time, is because the Health and Social Services Committee did just have a 2-hour meeting and they discussed this at length. And I that's the most compelling reason for me. For whatever reason that meeting was had and it wasn't held in appropriations, those to some extent are irrelevant now. There was a 2-hour meeting that was held less than 2 weeks ago by the Health and Social Services Committee, and I think that dialogue needs to continue in that committee.
Thank you, Congressman Mesa.
You know, as we get to whatever committee gets this appropriations, or the health committee, I think the various questions and concerns probably would surface in either committee. Well, we'll all, you know, you would have a chance to discover, investigate what we need. And ultimately, a committee report is made to us in Congress by either of those committees. Probably going to be the same kind of report, ultimately. And the bottom line is that it's going to come back to the floor, and we all have a chance to vote it up or vote it down, based on these kinds of things. I was not able to attend the health meeting a couple of weeks ago, so I don't know what was discussed. I don't know the report or the attitudes that came from that. I concur with Congresswoman Bufflehead and also Congressman Shaw. I'm kind of up in the air, like I want to toss a coin on this one, you know, see which way it goes. But I also think that, again, Speaker, in that position that you are, made a call, and I think I'm going to support your call.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else? Okay, well, I will close with my reasoning. I did assign it to the Appropriations Committee, and I did that for a number of reasons. When I was contacted by the chief, the assistant chief, and the controller originally with the numbers that they sent to me, it was my original intent to go with the Appropriations Committee. Congresswoman Whitehorn is the chair of that committee and experienced a loss in her family at the time, and so I went with the Health Committee. I have spoken with Congressman Shaw, and he said, with the notion of it being a fund that has to go into appropriations, that's not necessarily the case, and as well, because it has the word health in it, it doesn't have to go to the Health Committee. So I think that when we did have the committee meeting, and I did call and ask for that meeting because I was trying to, prevent is the word, but to, I guess, prevent calling a special session unnecessarily. I asked the chief if he would hold off on that and let us, as a Congress, do the work of the Congress and hold the meeting and have that discussion before we did that. So that meeting was called, but then the executive branch found some more numbers, and so, which caused an even greater concern, and therefore they went ahead and called a special session before we were even able to have that meeting. But in that discussion, there was a lot of questions and comments made, including the question was posed to the treasurer, should we appropriate every last penny that we have in the general treasury? And I believe he said that he wouldn't advise that. But because we're asking those questions to appropriate every last cent that we have in the general treasury, and on top of a conversation about the CD, on top of a conversation and a piece of legislation that's been filed that would draw money from the permanent fund, I feel strongly that definitely belongs in the Appropriations Committee. I did take a look at the individuals involved, and they are the same group of individuals, excluding myself. I do not sit on the Appropriations Committee. However, I will be at the meeting, so I don't feel that we're starting over at square one. So I think there's several more reasons, but I think that's enough. And so I will ask that you keep this piece of legislation in the Appropriations Committee. So I will now call for the vote. Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Bader?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Superman?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No.
Hey, we're voting.
Congresswoman Bobblehead?
Okay, the motion fails, and it will remain in the Appropriations Committee. Next, we are on motions and notices, Congressman Walker.
I have a question, just so we're not confused later, how many votes would it have taken to sustain that?
Eight.
Eight?
Yes, the, I believe, I could confirm with the parliamentarians, but I believe Robert's rules calls for a majority over the congressional rules calls for two-thirds.
Two-thirds of the entire body, not those present?
Members of Congress. Yes, members of Congress. We're there. We're there and will remain there moving forward, so, but yes, it would take eight votes. Congressman Whitehorn, did you say we were in motions and notices, Speaker?
Yes, sir.
Appropriations Committee will meet immediately following session, so I anticipate maybe about a 10-minute, can we get set up in 10 minutes, clerk? 10 minutes, and we need to get started. Congressman Shaw?
Health and Social Services Committee will meet from 1 to 3 today.
Thank you. Congressman, excuse me, Maker?
Yeah, Culture Committee meeting at 3 to 4.
Thank you. Congressman Walker?
Got off from 4 to 5. Today.
All right.
I'll go ahead and announce my Appropriations Committee meeting for tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. before session starts. And may I inquire, Speaker, are we going to adjourn for today and reconvene tomorrow at 10? Is that what your intention is?
Can you hold on a second? Congresswoman Bobblehead, motion to adjourn for the name tomorrow. Second. Discussion? All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.